pathetic. Reciting alphabetic reasons not to justify it.
Inspiration for your song Evolution?
Evolution is the last track on the album, and it's kind of just, you know, we all want, I guess, different things in our lives, and but for me it's just like from the first record to the Grand Hustle, there was definitely a change, and there was also a very long period in between. I think it was like 4 years since the first album, and it was just that time I needed to take to develop, not only as an artist, but as a writer, as a person, to experience things. I traveled a bunch. And so it was just my own kind of little anthem of like, this is my evolution. And regardless of what people are going to say about it or not, like, this is where I'm at now. And I just wanted to talk about it in a song. And yeah, so that was that one.
When do you personally feel most at home? When you're performing in front of an audience, recording in a studio, or when you're writing?
That's a really good question. I mean, each different aspect of it has different feel, like gives me different emotions. I love performing, and it's definitely one of the highlights. As an indie artist, you're still, like, I'm still kind of having to do all of the work around it, like the booking and once we get there, the setup, the sound check, and all this stuff. So it does become a little bit stressful. And so when I'm on stage, I just get to release all of that and just, you know, sing my heart out and perform. The studio can be very stressful for me just because I overanalyze everything, especially like the vocal performances. So it's very difficult for me to not really enjoy it, but it's just to try to get out of my head and be in the moment. I have to constantly remind myself to do that. And writing, it depends on like who it's for. Like if it's for me, then again, it's like that over analytical side comes out. It's like, well, am I saying this correctly? Like, is this how what I want to put out to the world? But I found like I have a different energy when I go in for someone else, and it's just like more free, and it's about catering to what they want to say. And so it is definitely a lot more fun for me in that aspect. But yeah, I feel just like doing it all is kind of where I feel the most like the happiest. You know, like I've had multiple 9-to-5 jobs, and every time I'm in them, it's just like, oh, this is not where I want to be right now. So, you know, it's definitely in the music world is where I plan on staying.
Your performances include Canadian Music Week, Breakout West, Canada Day at the Legislature Grounds in Edmonton, Surrey Fusion Festival, amongst many others. Can you tell me about a show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Yeah, we, years ago now, it was after the first record, I had the opportunity to go down to Calgary and open up for Ziggy Marley at the Jack Zinger Hall. And that was pretty amazing. It was surreal. And we couldn't, because of how the stage was set up, I could only bring a trio. So there's three of us there, and it was still like, you know, your goal is to go up there and win the crowd over and hopefully make them love you before the main act comes on, because they're not really there to see you. So it's just like a challenge in and of itself. And so it was great. Like, we got them up and dancing and singing along, and it was so much fun. And then afterwards, just meeting everyone during the intermission, they all came to the merch table and, you know, just said hi. And it was just, yeah, that was definitely a highlight.
You won the 2017 Western Canadian Music Award for Urban Artist of the Year and several Edmonton Music Awards. You've also been featured on CBC's Live Sessions, and your music's been placed in television programs on VH1, MTV, Showtime, and Netflix, amongst others. Which of your musical accomplishments makes you the most proud?
It's tough. Like, I'm trying to appreciate everything that's happened a lot more, because I've realized that in the past, when something great would happen, I'd be like, oh, that's wonderful, what's next? You know, and it just kind of like move on really instantly. And so now I'm just trying to collect all these memories and savor them and just be more present. And one that really stuck out for me was last year. I had three of my songs placed on the ESPN network in the States. So it's like their major sports channel, I guess you will. And it was featured, two of my songs were featured in different montages. And growing up, like, we would always watch NFL football, and when they would cut together like action shots with like really intense music, it was so cool. And so they actually did that to two of my songs, and I just could not stop smiling, like yelling, crying. Like, it was just the coolest experience of my life, just to have my song featured on the NFL, you know, with like huge NFL stars. And yeah, it was just the coolest thing. And then they did it as well for the NBA. And so that's definitely something I will never forget.
You've really managed to experience a tremendous amount of success for being quite early in your musical career. Is there any advice you'd give to other young artists that are just trying to start out?
I think the one thing that I tell everyone is, you got to keep going. You know, like, if you stop, that's when you give up and you'll never get to where you want to go. But also, on the other hand, is know the industry inside and out, because no one's going to do it for you. You have to know the different, like, there's so many different facets of the industry, from TV licensing to live shows to, you know, how to approach managers and all this stuff. And it can seem very time consuming when you're doing it on your own, and it really is, but it's just something that has to be done now, especially with, you know, how the internet is, and it's way easier for someone to get discovered. So if you're discovered and they start throwing contracts at you, it's just always really great for you to know what those contracts are and how to deal with them appropriately, because, you know, there's some bad deals that have gone down in history, so you don't want to be part of those. But yeah, just, you know, enjoy it and stick to it and just be the best version of you that you could be, because, you know, no one's going to do it for you. You've got to want it the most, essentially.
What's on the horizon for you musically in the new year?
So this year I'm really excited to be putting out new music a lot sooner than I did last time. And so on March 2nd, I'll be putting out my next single called Do It Right. I'm really excited because this one I wrote in Los Angeles with Grammy-nominated producer and writer Rob Kleiner, who he actually worked with Andra Day and like Sia and CeeLo Green. So it's just, yeah, it was really amazing to be able to write with him, but then also to have the song end up being so good that it's like, yeah, this is the first single. So really excited for that one.
Do you have a website we can go to keep track of the releases and tour dates?
Yeah, everything can be found on www.nuellacharles.com. That's NUELACharles.com. So everything kind of links back to there, and all my social media is Nuella Charles as well. So definitely tune in to keep up to date.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Fever. What can you tell me about that one?
Fever was written with Ari Rhodes and myself. He was the producer on the record, and it was the last session that we had for the album. And it was just kind of about keeping on with the race. Like, the thing that I tell everyone is you just got to keep going. So that's kind of what the song talks about, is just like you have this fever and you can't stop and you just got to keep going and going and going. And yeah, it was just kind of my own motivation in the moment to, you know, like, you got this, you can do this, and you've got to just grab onto the reins and just go.
Wonderful. Nuella, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's time to get up off the floor. I've got a feeling that I can't ignore. There's no one left to shut me out. Keep on fighting.